Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, now we can go. All right. Huge news coming out of the FIFA today, not just because the World Cup starts tomorrow, and contrary to popular belief, we're excited about it here on In the Loop. I know Landry's got his his man cave set up. He's going to be watching soccer 24/7 over the next month.
He gave me the side eye when I said we're going to be watching Russia tomorrow against Egypt.
Absolutely we
starts,
will be.
It starts when we start.
Yeah. Lopez is such a huge fan, he had to look up what day it started before the show.
No, I had to look up how many teams are starting tomorrow, but it's just Russia.
Yeah,
because
the whole team always plays the first game, right?
Always plays the first game and is always has an entry, which kind of leads to the localized.
Which leads into the localized aspect. The U.S. led bid, which there was a little concern 6, 7, 8 months ago that the U.S. / Mexico and Canada bid to host the 2026 World Cup was going to be in jeopardy to Morocco, simply because, well, when you've got a tyrant like Donald Trump in office, hey, you never know. And the travel ban was a huge concern. So that was something a lot of people were concerned about, as to not whether or not other countries would want to vote and let the U.S. led bid win. But in fact, it did in a decisive manner yesterday. So that's very good, or last night, this morning, whatever you want to call it. So huge news for the United States on the eve of the 2018 World Cup. They're going to be hosting 60 of the 80 games in World Cup 2026, including every game starting with the quarter.
All right,
finals.
So let's localize this from a United States perspective, because it's actually a North American bid. It's Mexico, Canada, and the United States, with the United States hosting 60. So we'll start with the national thing first. The United States got this bid because of the corruption that got caught the bid, which is going to be in 2022.
Yeah,
there was $1 billion worth of illegal payouts. They had to clean house at FIFA. The Americans were up against Qatar. Got outbid because
of the... Is it Qatar or Qatar?
I've heard both. Okay. I think it's however. I've heard. I always say Qatar.
Tomato.
Yeah. So the Americans got this basically as a make good.
Okay.
You know. Now there's 23 cities that are gonna. I don't know, Landry. Look, some people love soccer more than others. I'm on the high end of the spectrum.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not the super fan, but I'm on the very high end of the spectrum. I've been fortunate to have been to several multiple World Cups. It's one of the greatest, if not the greatest, event in international soccer. And I am genuinely giddy about the prospects of NRG Stadium hosting a World Cup, being one of the home World Cup venues. That's
a big deal.
It's going to be $800 million. I say the bid altogether is a $10 billion bid. There's going to be 16 cities. Do the math. It's probably $500 to $800 million worth of income that this city's going to get.
Yeah, it's going to be, I mean, obviously, I'm not going to say the World Cup isn't a huge event. I will say you're on the high end. I'm on the very low end. I don't care about soccer. I grew out of it when I was 8, when I stopped liking my mom bringing orange slices to my games, and I started playing real sports. But
now you're just being ugly.
I'm just kidding. Orange slices, Capri Suns was my preference. Capri Suns was my preference.
This guy.
But even if I did like soccer, there's a lot of people. And I'm assuming that there are some avid soccer fans, and you can weigh in on the DWI attorney.com text line 713-572-4610, who don't necessarily like it when big events come to the city, especially in a city like Houston, because of the traffic and because of all the other stuff that comes with it. You know, the Super Bowl is great. I love the Super Bowl. I like that we got to cover the Super Bowl. We got to go to the Super Bowl. I've been to a couple of them. But a lot of times when big events come to your city, it's a pain in the butt for a lot of the common folks, even the ones that do like soccer.
The positives, like, by 100-fold.
Yeah, I mean, if that's your
If traffic is, and a lot of times, as we've seen the last two Super Bowls here, traffic actually gets better during those events, because there's so many shuttles, so many different...
They isolate the traffic to the certain route. So, I mean, if people are complaining that, the traffic's going to, tick up because of the World Cup, then, you live in the fourth largest city in America, right?
Right.
Like, that's part of the gig, right? So just get over it.
And I think Houston, maybe I'm out on a limb here, I think Houston absolutely is going to be one of the final 16.
I think it has to be, right?
23 cities right now. They're going to trim it to 16. Dallas was a venue in 1994 for the World Cup, and Houston kind of got spurned then. But remember, it was the Astrodome, not NRG.
Right.
Since then, Houston has hosted...
Well, they hosted an event a couple years ago, right?
50 or more international events here.
Well, there's an international
Mexico,
game.
The Mexican national team is coming again.
Yeah.
It's proximity to Mexico. It's a venue and
well,
travel. And travel. That,
and
you have the Dynamo. So I think Houston absolutely is going to get one of these. You really should be excited about it.
I think it's paramount that the Dynamo folks, and of course, we're the home station flagship. Don't forget about our boys Jeremy Branham and Garrett Heinrich, who do the play-by-play in color for the Dynamo. It's paramount that the Dynamo leadership, the ownership group, that whole area does whatever they have to do to make sure that the Houston is one of the host cities come 2026. I just think it makes too much sense. We've got 8 years to get ready for it. I mean, actually, and they'll probably name the host cities by what, 2024, you figure?
It'll probably be sooner than that, to be honest. I think the bidding process is going to begin right away. I can tell you right now, the championship game is going to be in Los Angeles. It's going to be at the Rose Bowl. That's where it was in 94.
The Rose Bowl. You've been to the Rose Bowl.
Oh, have you, Fred? Oh,
I've
yeah.
never been,
Dude,
no.
It's mesmerizing.
Now, let me ask
it's
you
mesmerizing,
this.
It's and the weather's going to
mesmerizing.
Please keep in mind, it's going to be in August too, and the weather's going to be perfect. They're not going to put it in. The only other option is the Meadowlands. They're not going to put it in the Meadowlands, the championship game.
What about Dallas?
In August.
Could they put it in Jerry World?
Could put it in Jerry World because of the roof. I find it very unlikely that the middle of the country is going to have more than two cities.
More than two cities.
So the cities in the middle of the country are Kansas City, Dallas,
Kansas City,
Houston, and if you want to count Denver and Nashville, which are kind of Nashville's not really, but you know those kind of. So I think Dallas and Houston are going to be the two in here.
I think so.
Yeah,
it'll be close. I mean, it'll be close. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be a very very huge event.
Does Dallas have an MLS team?
Yes,
they do.
Mm-hmm. FC Dallas.
Yeah,
FC Dallas is their team. They got a little rivalry with the Dynamo. By the way, Jeremy Branham, you just mentioned him. He's also our Texans reporter for the 2018 season. He's going to join us at 11:20 and let us know what else is going on with Bill O'Brien.
He's also got an algorithm for his daily fantasy.
He's a nerd.
That's it. He's next level on the daily.
I know somebody who's worse than Branham, and he's also a play-by-play guy. He's the number two guy for Westwood One. His name is Ted Emmerich. He's one of my best friends. This is how nerdy he is. During March Madness, he writes his brackets by hand. So he has the brackets written by hand, and he writes the announcers for each game.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, that's
the announcers for each game.
I'm not sure how I don't even know what to really say.
Yeah, you do know what to say about that. That guy needs to get a life.
Is he married?
Yeah, he's married.
He is.
He's not. He doesn't play fantasy football or anything like that. He's not nerdy. He just writes down who called each game. Well, he's nerdy. Yeah.
And you know what? God bless him. But he's a play by play guy, right? So maybe that's how he gets into it, and that's his shtick. Because he wants to know. Maybe he likes to listen to who's his favorite.
Who's his favorite? What play by play guy?
Do we know?
I think it's Ian Eagle. He got a shout out from. He got a shout out from Kevin Harlan while he was calling a random game, and Kevin Harlan just randomly hit him up on Twitter and said, "You're a great broadcaster. I love what you do." And then Kestisher co-signed it. The guy's going to call a Super Bowl. We'll be lucky to know him.
We know how you feel about John Madden. We know how you feel about Tom Flores. Give me your if you got to listen to one guy do play by play. Who is it?
I like Harlan. I do like Harlan.
Musburger. I'm a Musburger guy. I know it's polarizing.
I'll tell you what.
I'm a huge Musburger guy.
I got to go Kevin
Harlan. You also liked Willie Mays with the Mets.
Nah, Musburger, look, he's done. He's retired. He's retired, but in his prime, Britt Musburger and Keith Jackson were the two guys.
They were pretty
Keith
solid.
Jackson,
Musburger
for sure.
was the man. Like, it, yeah. I know that they kind of threw him on SEC Network and just threw him to the side, but – watching a game called by Brent Musburger was my favorite thing.
Well, now he's doing that VSIN network.
Now he's a degenerate.
He's gone full in.
The mask has been removed.
Yeah, it has.
I think we can get him on. I think we can get him on. We should. I'll text him. It was hard in the mornings because I know him a little.
Brent Musburger ain't trying to get up that early.
I know him a little bit, but he's in Las Vegas.
Don't you know at this point? You've name dropped at least four or five people that you either know or are good friends with or BFFs with at some point.
Let me just give everybody advice. This is something that I got told my first radio job. This was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's the best advice I've ever heard. Anytime you hear a phone number, Save it.
Yeah. No, that
doesn't
that
matter
with.
If it's your business or not.
Doesn't matter.
Anytime you hear a phone number,
save it.
Save it.
That's a good one, though. I co-sign with 100,000%. I'm totally on board with that. That is Landry Locker, who may or may not be taking your phone number down right now as we speak. That's John Lopez. 1 hour in the books, boys and girls. Texans mini camp started yesterday. One rookie is probably not going to be available week one because he's got a broken foot. And another year two guy is looking exceptional and is probably a little bit ahead of the curve. Plus, we got Jeremy Branham that's going to go down 11:20 as well. He was there yesterday and is there again today. We'll get his real life in the flesh thoughts about what he's seen so far through a day and plus of Texans minicamp. Lots to get to. 1 hour in the books. This is In the Loop on a Wednesday.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.